Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. The holidays have passed, and we were able to gather the gang to do another session. Feedback and comments have been coming in, and we do appreciate it very much. We take some time at the beginning of this session to read out one of the comments we collected over the last few months. The holidays are over, and here is Session 28. Enjoy. Okay, well, I want to go ahead and get started then, and I'm going to read out an email that we got from Elizabeth with the subject, "You Killed Tesla." She says, "I think that finally motivated me enough to write you an email. One of the shoot us out a line to tell us if you're listening messages. You always ask for it. I'm like, sure, I'll do that later." Well, I'm a listener, and apparently a bigger Tesla fan than I thought. I really hope he pulls a Lord Blackwell or something and comes back onto the scene later. I've been listening for a long time, even though I'm not a gamer. I really enjoy the stories, though, and I think that the players do a brilliant job of character development. Seriously, if one of you guys started doing transcripts of the episodes, edit out the game speak, and totally publish them as steampunk novels, I would read them anyway. I really enjoy your podcast, and I would be totally interested in playing, but like I said, I'm definitely not a gamer. I'll just stick to listening. I'm actually a big Marcus's Puns fan, and I think that Abel has to stop having a real life because I miss Drina. I think that's just about it. Tesla, though? Really? The dude's already dead. He was just fantastic. He will be missed. Thank you, Elizabeth. So, Marcus gets one vote for puns.
No. I think Elizabeth is Marcus's songbook. No, not seriously. But,
I am both elated and gagging on my own bile here.
Yes.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
I enjoy hearing that that we have people that are not gamers that actually just listen. That's very good. Yeah. Mostly, I hear from people who were gamers that don't have time to game anymore and listen to podcasts.
Well, I thank you kindly to that person because,
puns for the win.
No. No, they're not.
Sorry to say, dear listener, you're outvoted.
I don't know. Jameis hasn't voted. It's 2-2.
I think Jameis donated to the fund to send someone to where you live and have you smacked.
Oh, yeah. He's the one with my address.
All right. I'm going to start off a scene here, and this is, it's a rainy day. It's a little bit past noon. The skies are very gray. You're in a private cemetery. It's got a wrought iron fence around it. There is a throng of people outside, still very hushed. There's not a lot of noise. Some people have set up photographic devices or taking pictures. And scene starts with Joshua is on a raised area at the head of Tesla's casket. There's about 30 people in the graveyard proper, comprised of you guys, various friends and inventors that were close to Tesla. All of the major guild heads are here as well, as well as their family, children's wives, etc. And Joshua is in the middle of a speech. He says, "Nicholas never believed in looking back, always forward to a brighter new day. With this in mind, instead of bringing back fond memories of this great man, I ask that we all have a few moments of silence in that time to ponder what he would ponder, to think of what might be." And Joshua tilts down his head, and there's silence over the grave for several moments. And after that time, Joshua lifts his head and nods to a minister who takes his place on the pulpit and begins to pronounce the burial rites, ash to ashes, dust to dust. And as he's saying this, two soldiers in the steel suits, if you guys remember these steel frame suits, lift Tesla's casket and start burying him into a mausoleum. And so this is the day of the funeral. There's some flash going on.
Oh, I thought
outside.
I was going to be a pallbearer.
There's reasons why you're not. Which we'll get into. So they're burying him into a mausoleum as the crowds outside, still very quiet, are looking in. There are people there transcribing notes, some pictures being taken. As this kind of scene unfolds. And now we are going to go back a bit. And give me just a second here. People are writing me.
That is literally the saddest theme song in the world.
Yeah.
Yes. The Incredible Hulk theme song plays in the background. yes.
Never okay. heard it. Give me a link.
Never. You're a young guy. You never watched the TV show, I guess.
I never watched the TV show either. Have you ever seen Family Guy? They play it a couple times on it. That's how I know it.
I might have heard it, but I probably recognize it, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are now going to flip back to shortly after you had your last conversation with Joshua. And we'll kind of pick up from there. You were just discussing the fact that there was somebody in Morocco that potentially had information that would be useful
to
help his side during the election that's coming up. And he mentions this to you, not in that that he explicitly wants you guys to pick it up and do this, that just that this thing needs to be done. If you aren't willing to or don't believe you have the time, there are other resources he has to do that.
We don't trust those resources.
No, unfortunately, as the pilot never showed up, we don't have the time to do that.
Technically, I have
no
piloting
way of getting
skills.
Your backing.
Yep. Technically, I have piloting skills, but story-wise, it doesn't make much sense.
Well... Yeah, it was another player who was...
I know, Trevor. I was actually looking forward to Trevor joining us, but, yeah. What happened? Anyway.
He just never committed.
Never showed up.
Yep. We sat there and waited. Anyways, I'm going to go see Allard. So...
This would also be the time to have the conversation of what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. And... Oh, thanks. I appreciate it, Bert. My mind's slipped the gear there.
You already know what I do, and I forgot to look over my notebook. Damn it!
I was under the suspicion, two things that might be possible. First, Tesla might have, found some way to clone himself. Secondarily, Tesla might have... We remember he was in love, right? And he might have saved some of that woman's eggs and artificially inseminated them. So we might want to check the sixth vial against Tesla and see if it has the same blood type / DNA. Stunned silence from my audience.
We don't know what DNA is.
Oh, wait. I have alchemy.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And
blood type isn't really going to tell us that incredibly amount of much, to be honest.
Well, it might tell us.
With the power of alchemy, I will tell you who it is.
Absolutely not. We're going to have someone in a lab who wears a lab coat all day do this. Not
and
you.
Who also knows alchemy, because that's what you would need to use to be able to find out if this particular blood belongs to a particular person.
There's an entire guild dedicated to geeks. I say we get them.
We never went to his private lab, and you wanted to go...
Oh, yeah. And we could do the whole private lab thing. Oh,
Yes, you did.
Did we
Don't go worry, I'm already working on that, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What about that? We know where it is.
John, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Six vials of blood? Okay, we found six different vials of blood. I forgot which one of you was... I think it was Marcus who found that.
I'm guessing that was the package which went down the chute in the building.
Yeah, and there were six vials of blood in it. Five of them are PCs, and the sixth is mysterious.
I actually have money down that's probably Constantine.
I'll take that money. I'll take that money from you. No way that's Constantine. Oh, let Marcus.
Actually, Jameis was the one who found it. I remember that. I was busy looking in my notebook.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now.
I listened to that part. I just forgot to listen to the previous episode.
No, I think it was Marcus. Anyways, so can we go to? We need to search Tesla's second lab. And then I have a whole mess load of things I need to do. That's not
and
dealing
who
with the
person you wanted to talk to? I can't recall.
What?
Who'd you want to talk to?
I wanted to talk to somebody.
Give me 1 second. I need. I have that no idea who sound to like talk me. To, but I need to fix my character sheet because I have trained skills now.
Yes, it was. You said you wanted to go talk to someone. You wanted to drag me along, but I can't remember who it was.
Allard.
Oh yeah.
Was it Allard?
Would I have wanted to drag you along to talk to Allard?
Yes, probably.
I thought it was someone else. Someone actually in, because Allard is over on the island, but I think there's someone in town you wanted to talk to.
Hmm.
But I can't remember who, so obviously it wasn't anyone I cared about.
Shoot. Was there somebody I wanted?
So caught up in your own machinations you can't even keep track of them anymore.
I don't have any machinations.
You should really get an assistant to keep track of all your different schemes and plots.
I really do. I have several that are just hanging out there that I need to follow up on.
I think it was someone. No, it was the guy who was backing Tobias to come into the guild.
Yeah.
What's his name? We did talk to Joshua and get him to sort of put out some feelers of going and talking to him on his behalf, sort of do some.
Yeah, we also were going to talk to Sonier and
probably the guy.
Yeah.
Sonier is the opposition, was it not?
Yeah, Sonier is the leader of the opposition.
Sorry,
that's the thing. Joshua was saying about setting up some sort of back channel so we could go and have a chat with Sonier.
Yeah.
Slightly off the record and more deniable is the key point, I think. About, I can't remember what it is we're going to talk with Sonier about, but it was something about talking to Sonier.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was something I wanted to do, but I think I'd like to go speak with. So let's go. We also need to go to Tesla's second lab. I remember wanting to do that. And Darren knew where it was. Did we never check that out in the last session?
We ran out of time. We sort of got the address from Joshua and just ran out of time at the time.
Okay. So
everyone's writing.
I know. It's yeah.
Typity.
Don't remind Marcus of stuff. It's more amusing if he completely forgets.
Yeah.
He never remembers, and then we refer to it later on and say, "Did you remember to do that thing?" And you go, "No, what are you talking about?"
What are you talking about?
You got your gun stick.
I already got that. I got that during the week. I also got my new suit. I'm not wearing at the funeral.
Well, no, we're back a week.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We did rewind.
I'm going to be busy.
Point. That means I've probably shut myself away in my small apartment and I'm furiously writing things. No one's seen me for several days.
Well,
I probably haven't shaved.
It's still the same day that the bomb went off.
We're going that far back.
No, actually, it's the morning after. It's the morning after.
Yeah.
It's actually probably a day after that because I said last time.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah. Okay.
Last time.
We grabbed you and said, "Yoink. Come with us. If you want to save your life, get in the chopper."
We have a chopper. Okay.
All right. So, I'm putting things together. So, had the conversation, went to the funeral, which is a couple of days later.
We're back. Funeral hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Conversation with Dare.
Yeah. We're still, we just finished a conversation with Dare, and we're getting stuff done. And we're sitting around in Drina's place drinking coffee, or in my case, Iris coffee, and discussing what is to be done.
All right. So you've grabbed Aldric for the sake of making things faster.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, so we ended the last game when you were all sitting around Drina's place having coffee, and this would have been a great time for Abel to show up online, unfortunately.
Yes it would have been.
So,
what did I miss?
Yes, we're still at the beginning of the week, so the clock is still there.
Yes, so we bly you on everything that happened except the secret stuff that we did. Everything that's on the recording. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
And we have 6 vials, and we have Tessa's second lab. So let's go find a geek, test the 6 vial, and then go to Tesla's second lab, unless someone has something else they want to do.
Test the 6 vial where?
What? We hire a... There are hundreds of geeks that run around doing biology. Let's just hire one and go, hey.
I don't know anyone. Do you know anyone?
I'm sure Noe McNoe guy knows somebody.
I know somebody. What do you need to know about?
See? There you go.
Yeah, that's
what do you need to know?
We need a geek to test stuff. To test.
Oh, blood. I can. Oh, I probably easily know that.
And could I have gotten the other vial burnt from?
Ooh, this actually works perfectly for me. I can get it. Use contacts instead of resources.
Well, no, we don't let them know that. Why would we let them know that?
What was that about the other vial? Sorry.
They're having me find someone who can test it.
No, he just asked if he could have done something with a particular vial.
Yeah.
You're talking about the one that was only dated with no label on it?
Yeah, that's the vial that we want to check. And against the 7th vial that I mysteriously have now. For no reason. Okay, good.
That's what you're referring to. Yeah, yeah, you could have gotten that sample.
Is Tester's coffin suspiciously lighter, like I've hacked off a bit of him?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
But I mean, as long as they don't... pint of blood, life, you know.
As long as they don't graft an arm onto some other person with a Russian accent and suddenly they believe themselves possessed by the spirit of the dead person.
That would
be great when you get Tesla back.
If we could get Tesla back, I could volunteer a few subjects.
No, we.
Well, Marcus, go ahead and give me a contacts roll then to see if you know someone trustworthy that could find out.
Okay, let's see here. Contacts is at fantastic. I just got a legendary.
Okay, good. I was going to make it 8. A little harder because you want somebody that's trustworthy, but an 8's good. Sure, you know this guy that ran a blood test on you a few months back when you thought you might have come down with something from a date you had the night before. Turned out clean, you're okay. The itching was something entirely different. But yeah, you got to talking to this guy at a lab, and it just so happens his specialty is on typing blood. And not only is he able to type blood, but he's got an interesting new procedure that can tell a little bit more about it. You're not quite sure what he can, what information he can get from blood, but it's certainly kind of, you know, cutting edge stuff.
Yeah. Yes, I didn't even have alchemy at the time. This is why I learned alchemy.
There you go. You can tie it into that.
Wow. You are a freaky person. Don't tell me all that.
I don't tell him everything. I just say, I know a guy who seems to be on the cutting edge.
Thank you. I appreciate you censoring your...
Yes, I don't say... I just say I needed to see a doctor.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Here, doctor, this I would like you to check this unmarked vial, number one.
Just real quick, who is doing this? Are you all going together, or are you and Marcus going together? Marcus, do you just make a phone call to have him expect this guy, just so I know how it's done?
Okay. I'm going there.
Okay, I will go with Marcus or Bishop.
I let them go.
All right. So what do the other two of you want to be doing in the meantime? The place is not too far away. It's in the basically research center, towards the middle of town, to the hub area.
I'm going to get started on the less than savory task before me and start getting in contact with people.
Right.
Try and get back into high society.
Huge roll of potion stamps.
Yes.
And probably spend a lot of time over at the telegrapher's office.
Yes. Try and worm my way back into high society after all this time.
And Jameis, At some point here, if you check back in at the office, is when you'll find that document on your desk.
Yeah, somebody else should go to work. As I said last week or so, there's some sort of other thing that I'm finding out about what's going to happen, and it's not that it's not really exciting and stuff. So,
work. What is this work thing you speak of?
It's what takes 80 hours of my life away every freaking week.
I thought you were going to say every freaking day.
80 hours, that's terrible.
Alright, anyways.
Alright, so yeah, you head over to the research center, which did actually suffer a little bit of damage during the explosion, as it is in a ring of buildings around the power tower. But seems like business as usual. They did a little bit of repairs, and some of the office spaces are off limits, but there is a guard posted at the front. That the last
I
time
phoned
you were
ahead,
here,
by the way.
Okay,
the I last phoned time ahead to make here. Sure that he was expecting me.
Mm-hmm. But the last time you were through here, there were no such guards in place. So you are stopped at the front door and asked for identification and who you're here to see.
I look to. I look to Logos as I reach for my regular ID and say, I'm here to see, I say the name of the research scientist. He's expecting me.
Oh, Dr. Watson. Sure. He's in with his lab assistant right now. And we're expecting
Dr. Watson?
You're horrible, Bert.
If his first line is, here's my card, then...
Does he know a Mr. Sherlock?
Dr. Vincent Honeydew?
Yeah, the guards write out basically a temporary pass for each of you and ask that you clip this to your shirt.
Okay, I clip it to my shirt.
And you're told to follow the blue line on the floor. And they step away from the door. And the last time you were here, you remember that these research types apparently are very absent-minded and often got lost in the building, so they painted colored stripes on the floor to remind people where to go.
Do they also have arrows?
No arrows.
Like every few feet there's this arrow, or do they end up in the wrong direction?
No, it's just a colored path or a colored band on the floor. There's actually three colors, an orange, a blue, and a red.
And as soon as we get away from him, say, we need to get you a fake ID. We no longer need to use our names for most everything. We have to assume that they are going to follow up that we came here now. And I wonder if they even want to give out this blood sample now.
Let's go.
All right. You follow the blue band back into a laboratory area. It's got kind of a glass door, so you can kind of see what's happening in there. Your friend Watson's in there with his lab assistant, and they're apparently staring onto a screen where a projection of something is being put on the wall, and it looks like Watson is giving a lecture to his assistant.
I listen in, see if I can at least make a little bit of sense of what the heck he's talking about.
You are still outside the lab, so you really can't okay. get them.
And we have better things to do.
Like, okay, I say, okay. I calmly open the door and step in quietly.
All right, and you catch the attention. Tail end of the conversation of, notice these spirally things here. Oh, he turns around and, Mr. Bishop.
Hello.
He walks over. He collapses a little pointing stick he's been he's been using to point at the wall with, and takes off his thick rubber glove and sticks his hand out. Nice to meet you again. I take it there were no more flare-ups?
No. I was perfectly fine. I shake his hand.
Oh, very good. And your friend?
excuse me.
He can introduce himself.
My name's Philip.
Oh, Mr. Philip, please.
Yes.
This is my lab assistant, Mr. Crick.
Oh, God, you are horrible. Okay.
What can we do for you today? I understand you have a sample of blood that you find to be interesting.
Yes, I'd like to test two blood candidates against himself. It would be a paternity test.
Oh, he puts his finger on the side of his nose.
Yes. It's,
so, it's lucky lady, Mr. Bishop.
Not for me.
No, it is.
No, he's the lucky one.
Yes.
And, or unlucky as he may be.
We will see. I would like to, if you don't mind, checking these two against each other. I assume I'll get the results in a week or so.
Oh, I can tell you some basic information now. Please, come on over to the slide here. And there's a projector. It's, imagine a microscope that's got a projecting lens on one side, and that's what you're seeing on the wall as they're looking at a slide. And he pulls out the glass slide from underneath the microscope, and he takes your two samples. Are they labeled differently, or?
Yes, number one and number two.
Okay, very good. He takes a slight sample from each one. Actually, he runs it through a device first to separate some. He tells you, well, it becomes necessary to separate out some of the proteins in the blood to really get a good idea of what we're looking at. So there's a little machine that makes the vials roll around for a bit, and he takes a sample out of each one, puts them up under the microscope, and on the wall you see the two different samples. Mm-hmm. And he telescopes out his pointing device again, and it says, well, as you can clearly see here, these are two different people, two different mm-hmm. blood types. He's showing you the shape of the blood cells. Mm-hmm. More to the point, this sample here is a woman, and this sample here is from a man.
Well, that's awkward. Okay, so one of them is from a woman. Is there anything you could else tell me about her?
Well, he looks at it for a bit and goes over to the microscope, twiddles around a little bit and says, well, by the look of the degeneration here in these cells, I would think the woman was perhaps in her late teens, early 20s. The man was much older. It gets a little fuzzy past 30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But any more sampling will take me a bit of time. Unlikely that one could have given birth to the other.
Unlikely. Well, okay. And one was in their late teens, early 20s. Any information that you could pass on to my information?
Sure. Where would you like the information passed on to?
To Mr. I use my own name.
Okay. Do you give him like a business card or something? Do you give him a business card or something so he knows where you're located? Anything else?
Oh, no. I was talking about Bishop. Mr. I use my own name was Bishop. Sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I don't use my name. Wait, shoot. Damn. Yes, I will give him my business address, actually.
Very good.
I work for...
If you do give him a card or just tell him the information?
I'll tell him. No, I'll give him a card. He's a forgetful scientist.
Sure. He writes on the back of the card and it says, we don't have a lot going on right now. Most of the lab sections have been damaged and unfortunate explosion. So I should be able to get you these results in a few days.
Okay. I'd appreciate that. No, I want you to tell them to me personally. I'm going to come back in a few days. This is kind of... I would like this to be kept quiet because, you know, if the offending father found out he was not, in fact, a father, he would not be happy about that. I'm actually working a case, so don't write anything down, et cetera, et cetera, and just tell me personally, no one else.
Sure. Should I contact this number and tell you when the results are ready?
No. I'll just come around in about 4 or 5 days, okay?
Oh, very good. I'm usually here until 6 o'clock.
All right. Appreciate it. I hate my life. And then I leave.
Right.
Yes, since he's already left and he's out of earshot. Yes, he's not the happiest of fellows, my dear friend there. Well, I hope...
Ooh, is he expecting a new daughter or son, perhaps.
I hope not. He's very tight-lipped to me sometimes. You know, I just... Friend, you know, he's a friend of a friend type of person who I figured I'd help out. Now, may I ask what you were discussing before you came in here? Before I came in here?
Oh, syphilis. Here, look.
Come in and say, we need to go. We have
I nod and say, okay, I need to go.
As per our last talk, here you go. He tosses you a box of something. Just perfected them last week. Let me know how they work.
I take a quick peek in the box and go, when I ask what's in the box.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I figured. I smile and nod at him.
God. All right. I get in touch with the other party members and let's all assemble at Tesla's second lab.
Assemble.
So we should.
Comms?
Yes. So, where are you calling? Like, where has Mr. Gabe Marshall? Where did you head off to after Drina's?
Probably went back to work because there's various things I can do from there. What state is the ministry in, given that there's been this big, huge power disruption?
I'm sorry, James, I didn't get that. What?
I'm going back to work
because
I can do stuff from there anyway. What state is it in, given that there's been this big power disruption?
Lots of paperwork.
How unusual.
Yes, yes. Fortunately for you, most of what you deal with day in, day out isn't affected a lot by this. You're just having to sign a lot of death certifications, rezoning projects, having to check out the financials on some rebuilding. But your end of things are a little bit slower than normal.
Then I can do my
They're still trying to verify identities of people who died in the explosion and getting out information to next of kin, that sort of thing.
Right, well, that's who I'll be when they contact me. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll call Gavin's work and call the other one's home.
Mm-hmm. Von Hundegard. So touched you can remember my name.
Von Hundegard. Oh, no, I remember everyone's name. I just...
He's showing you his casual disdain for your names and persons. So that it'll be easier for him to shoot you later.
Yeah, I'm trying to psychologically distance myself from your characters.
It's perfect training for me getting back into high society. Just like a social gathering.
So when the knife slips, I feel nothing inside. Like I feel anyways. Anyways. Okay, so the sixth vial is not Tesla's daughter. Oh, but how you have destroyed... I thought that was a nice scheme. Anyways.
Actually, when we're away, I tell Nick, when we're kind of driving away, and I say, I think I know who that probably is.
Who?
That would be an assistant of Tesla's that disappeared a long time ago. You remember the a few months back, the collapse of the hospital in District 8?
I might have been drinking it very heavily that day.
Well, there were two people who were acquired from that destruction before it happened. One was a very important assistant of Tesla's, which is a very good alchemist. She disappeared, and the other person was another woman of interest me and Drina had recently captured, and was how we one of the things we helped Mr. White with.
And you never saw fit to.
We could never. This. We never. All our leads. Our leads were basically a farm outside of town, and that was cut off. What we figured out was pretty much that it was. All we could figure out was that it was done by most likely the Whole Days gang, and they're aloof. It's hard to pin them down because they're very much an almost cell-based organization because they have small cells and then keep everything separate.
All right. Well, just tell
we
me.
We also think that she may have been captured by Rathbone.
Okay. Well, we'll see how all this plays out now. That would be... Oh.
We should probably talk to Dare about her, because
see if he's heard anything. This is the first time I've ever heard anything about this, so yeah, that might have been something important to mention.
Shockingly enough, I actually remember vaguely what he's talking about.
Oh no, yeah, personally, I remember, but in character, no, I have no idea. Why don't you give
personally,
me the full case?
I vaguely remember. In character, I'm not sure if I actually even knew.
Okay. My day, what this blah about the, as I go on and on about my adventures, spinning tales of my marksmanship and not almost shooting Drina at the farm.
Oh, okay. So you're going to, that's how you're going to spin that one. This is the reason I learned how to shoot a gun, because I almost hit my friend in the head.
Nope. Nope. Not at all.
Oh, okay. Anyways, I call Von Hundegaard.
I think I've got no power at the place, have I, sir?
No, our power's been restored.
All right, okay.
We're gonna go check out Tesla's second lab. Want to come along?
Yes, of course. Sorry,
okay.
Meet
us there. Because now that we've said this over the open waves, we're gonna see if, you know, we can catch someone listening in. I know you're listening.
I changed the
Your
number.
Psychosis makes me more and more worried by the hour. What's the address, please? Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
To feed your paranoia, you hear a little bit of tick in the background. A little scratching, as if someone's picking up.
Yes, there is.
I asked him for my phone back.
No. Hundegaard picks up a piece of scrap paper and is holding it at almost arm length and is crinkling it.
No. The people who are listening in would be that stupidly amateurish. Now, anyways, blah. Meet us there.
Can I have my phone back?
Oh yeah, sure. Well, you're driving. I don't want you to get in.
There's nothing wrong with talking on my phone and driving.
Yeah, there is. There seriously. Anyways,
no, we'll have this discussion. I'm a great driver. I have one point in it.
Oh, all right. So you all meet at Tesla's private lab, which is just right outside of the bounds of Metapole, actually, towards the northeastern end. There's a dirt driveway that starts in Metapole. That's a private drive, and there is actually a gate and a chain across it that warns you that it's a private drive.
How are we going to get past this private gate?
It's like those police signs. We'll never get past it.
I'm going to say that everybody kind of meets right here outside of the gate. So you're all pulling in.
Oh, Gavin, can you take care of this for us? I don't know how it looks.
Yeah, as a further descriptor, it's literally a link of chain across the opening with a sign that says private drive.
I do not think that we need worry about picking locks. Perhaps just something as simple as lifting it up and moving it to the side.
It's really essentially just keeping you from driving a car through. That's basically it.
Then I'll take off the chain link since you didn't say it was locked.
It's not locked.
Since I'm parked there, I look through the fence to see if there's any guards or anything.
You don't really see anything. It's a dirt road that goes kind of back into a bit of woodlands. The trail's been kept very clean. You can see that there has been a car through here probably in the last few days.
I look to Nick. What? Okay, let's get this fence open. We're only going to go a little ways in and wait for the others.
Everyone's here. They're all here. They're right there.
Okay, then let's not take my car in. We're not taking my car in there where there might be traps.
Yeah, Nick, go ahead and give me a roll on that, on your burglary systems to see what you can see.
That is 7. And, 7.
Epic. Literally.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's a 9.
A 9? Okay.
Yeah.
You spot something odd about 3 feet just behind the chain, like 3 feet up the road. There's something a little odd in the dirt road.
like odd, like landmine odd?
As you know, that's the first thing that kind of twinges in your head. Since you, yeah, you're having the Vietnam flashbacks again. There's something that the sand has been disturbed a bit, about 3 feet in.
We're going by foot.
There might possibly be a landmine in there, gents.
Okay, we're going by foot. My car is parked off to the side, and I'm gonna open the chain link fence.
Might be okay, pressure.
Chain my bike up to a nearby post or something.
Oh, yeah, we're all making our own separate way. We're not making use of the car. Fine.
Well, they may have picked you up, but I've got my
bike. I don't know if I picked you up.
John can swoop in on his glider wings.
Yeah, I think that will start being a little too ridiculous and people will start going making jokes around it.
Yeah, we'll just pick you up. Anyways, I'll go in first and carefully stepping and looking and stepping.
I'm stepping where he steps.
Okay. And so you're just avoiding the spot in the sand and just kind of walking around it? Is that what I'm getting? Or
yeah, basically.
Okay.
Are you going to point out the spot?
Yeah. I said there might be a landmine right there.
Okay, I edge around it, but I kind of want to get a little bit of a look.
Sure, give me an investigation.
Oh, goody. Oops, I forgot to type in SSM. There we go. That's my problem. Ooh, 5.
Okay, it looks to be like it's a steel plate with some slots on it. That's kind of all you can tell just from kind of looking down. It's mostly covered over by sand, but not completely.
I find a moderately heavy rock.
Okay. Toss it down on the strip?
No,
not yet. I will tackle him.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, as we're walking past, he just stands over and drops the rock on it. Yeah.
No, we're not doing that, or at least not while I'm standing near it.
I let him continue forward and say, okay, gents, let's get away from this. I want to test something.
No, we're not going to do that until we leave.
It's just a couple of metal slabs.
Yeah, which can easily be pressure sensitive and have a huge, I'm going to destroy this building bomb underneath it.
Okay, then let's go and finish this and we'll look at it on the way back.
Yes.
Just opens the carport.
It's never wise to argue with Mr. Marlowe in matters of paranoia.
I'll make sure to mindlessly throw the rock in the opposite direction of the plate.
Thereby setting off a different landmine.
No. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. So are you like trailblazing ahead there, Marlowe, looking for explosives?
I am... like I described, I'm going first, and I'm...
Everybody notices that Marlowe's got this sheen of sweat over his face. His eyes look wild. He's moving really slow.
Can I suggest we just follow in the tracks of the car that went through there and just concentrate on that? Because
safe. I agree. I have a question, Bert. If you drove a car, would you have hit the spot? Because the car has the width?
Yeah. You would have rolled right over the plate with the car.
Yeah, it's a garage door opener.
Yeah, probably. Let's go.
Agreed.
All right. It's a fairly, not that long of a hike, but it is kind of a ribbony road that weaves back and forth through the woodlands. Once again, you're noticing that the road is kept very clear. The dirt's kept up. There's not like any ruts or holes or anything. It's a very nicely kept drive.
Sounds of animals and stuff around?
Well, everything you would expect to hear. You know, there's some chittering in the trees, and you catch a sign of a deer.
Is this inside the city?
No, this is right at the edge of the city. Like, you have just walked out of the city.
Given that this is Tesla, I'd almost expect there to be speakers in the trees emitting bird song and robotic deer wandering around.
Okay, let's
little
continue.
Brass mechanical squirrel is eating an acorn in a tree nearby. it seems just like a very, you know, just pastoral scene. Nothing.
As we're walking, would you like to discuss the information I told you, Nick?
What?
The woman I brought. Oh, I. other one.
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys. The new
Sky be right back.
Randomly dies on me.
Yeah. Can you hear Linux. That? It's a great system.
Really, it's the new Skype has been having all kinds of problems.
Yes. No, yeah. I was just doing the apologizing to Aldrich.
What for?
Oh, for slapping the slacking out of him.
The characters have always been. We've always had strange differences. So.
Yeah, no, but actually, in character, I would apologize for that as well.
I don't think in character it's actually that important. Out of character, I know that you're joking, and I hope that the moments when I say things to your character is.
Oh yeah.
You understand that's also joking. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but no, I still have uses for your character, so.
So you won't die yet.
Yeah.
Getting at.
Yeah.
You need a German translator until you've got perfect mastery of the language.
Oh no, I need someone to provoke Tobias into a rage, and you being his brother and all the rest of that.
So what did I miss there? Marcus just went away for a bit, I guess.
Yeah, and then James took a bio break, and so did I.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, well, I'm going to go take one myself real quick while we wait for Marcus.
Excitement is just nonstop here on Steam Steel Omega.
Yeah.
Okay, back.
Wow.
I don't know. I like this website that you pointed me to, James. I particularly like this one. This is pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Are you guys linking?
Nothing. No.
All right, I'm back.
Wow.
So what was going on? You guys were walking along. Everything was fine.
My character was paranoying out.
Yes. Okay.
Chatting in the tree. Got the GM.
Yeah.
Marcus,
you're just
back?
Admiring all the animals in the yard.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So, the trail ends ahead of you where you see a large barn just up ahead. It's painted in red. It's got a tin roof on it. And there's a large windmill right behind it. But on top of the windmill, there's like a little dish, like a little antenna. And the tire tracks that you've been kind of following goes right up to the building. It's got the farm's got like one set where it's like the big double doors, and they're opened wide. The tracks go into that, and then kind of like off to the side on the same building, it's got like a normal like front door type of thing.
I'm strangely disappointed. This is one of Tesla's places, after all.
Well, I mean, he doesn't need to keep up the facade here.
Yeah, I'm going with your initial roll, Dick. If I need you to roll again, I'll let you know.
Okay.
So you're still being paranoid, sweeping the area.
Yes.
Looking out for assassin chipmunks in the trees. Yeah.
You know Charlie's there. Hey, that chipmunk has a bomb. That's just a nut.
He's got red eyes! Red eyes!
That's their natural color.
Which is what he wants you to think.
I don't think that's Chipmunk's natural color of their eyes. Anyways, let us. Okay, so we have building one, which is just red barn.
It's one building. It just like one part of it is like it looks more like a normal barn with the two big double doors that are open wide, and the other part of it looks more like a normal house with a normal front door. But it's all one piece. All painted red. The roof extends over both.
Do you guys want to go barn or normal house first?
Yeah,
I'd love to start with the barn. It's more likely to be the lab.
Garage.
True.
Okay, well, the barn was the vote of the party. Let's go to the barn.
Sure.
Slash garage.
The barn there's several bales of hay that are kind of set up in it. There's tack and harnesses for horses in here. It's basically a sod floor on the ground, so it doesn't have like floorboards or anything. The car did stop here long enough that there's a small pool of like lubricant on the ground. Like the car was leaking a little bit of oil, perhaps.
Really?
And there's a door here that looks like it goes into the house proper.
How was this was from the car that just came 2 days ago?
Seems like it. Same and tracks. That, you don't really see any other tire tracks around.
And just to make sure timeline is down correct, that would be during the bombing?
Yes.
That would be the day the bombing happened.
You can't be precise like whether it was just like yesterday or the day before, but you're figuring no more than a couple of days. So yes, it could have taken place during the bombing. Could have been after though too.
Can I take a sample of this?
A sample of what? The oil?
The lubricant that's laying on the ground. Okay. I take a little vial and do the forensic thing. Mm-hmm. I'm collecting vials.
Marlo is suddenly going around with little baggies and vials on his person.
Oh, yeah, you know that. Come on now.
You know, if he gets knocked over, you're just going to hear a lot of loud crunches.
No, dude, that's why you wrap them. You don't just... anyways.
Right. Eventually he's going to run out of pockets and sit on them by accident.
Yeah, probably. So there's just a lubricant and then a door that leads into the house?
Yes. White door, brass doorknob. And the only other thing in here you see, like, normal farm implements.
Normal farm implements?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a scythe?
Yeah, I mean, you see, like, rakes, some hoes. You see things for, like, a set for, like, a horse, like a harness for a horse. Like a yoke for, a cow or whatever.
This is pretty weird.
Just to be paranoid about Tesla, the implements do... Yeah, they're not, affixed to the wall and the whole wall doesn't swing out or something, does it?
First of all, did Tesla have a published biography?
Not that you're aware of.
Oh.
He probably does now, but probably not.
Yes. What published media surrounds Tesla when it comes to much more of just his personal life rather than his yoke business?
Sure, give me a role on your...
Yeah. Scholarship,
and just see if you've happened to come across anything done by him or about him.
Neg one on the die, so I believe that's a total of three total. Although I could spend a point on I may have read that. Yeah, I'll spend a point on I may have read that.
That's you a total five. Four total, five total, okay. Sure. The only thing that Tesla himself has ever published are basically research papers and journal papers to the scientific community. About him, there's been a lot published. Most of it conjecture, though. Tesla has never given a interview to anyone and really never discussed his past to anyone. So most of what's published is what people were able to dig up in archives, talking to people in his life, which apparently there have been very few that have been close to him.
That sounds weird from what we've seen.
And nothing you can recall ever stated that Tesla was ever a farmer or born to a farming family or any of the sort.
Let's just look
or interested in or anything like that.
Quickly and see if these are, actual farming implements and not technological gadgets.
All right, just a simple investigation roll all around for anyone that's poking around at the stuff.
I look at him weirdly, but I do it anyway because it is Tesla.
That's investigation four. Seven. No, six.
You really are an investigator, aren't you?
I decided that having a low investigation score as an investigator
makes sense.
Yeah.
Everybody succeed by at least a couple there, looks like. Ooh, maybe not.
Yeah, I succeed by one.
Okay, I got a six.
Sure, just casual looking at them. The stuff is little worn. It may have been used once or twice, but is mostly off-the-shelf new.
Maybe he tried forming once ignoring and didn't like that. It.
Checking the actual room itself, you're saying it's laid out for like a farmyard. Mm-hmm. So it should... farm barns should show constant usage if they were ever used at all. Or you're saying the tools themselves are new, but does the building, the room and the various things like straw on the floor show constant usage, or is this being put down and abandoned, or is it all new?
Good question. And you don't smell like the smell of animals being in here anywhere. Certainly the floor doesn't look like it's been disturbed outright at all. As a matter of fact, the car looks like it's caused the most, you know, change in the floor around than anything else. You don't see hoof marks. I mean, you don't even see where there would have, you know, you don't certainly don't see any farm animals around anywhere.
Okay. Let's cut the crap.
So there's
the trap door leading downstairs to the
is there hay? Wait.
Floor over down there.
Yes, there are a couple of bales of hay.
Okay, I say, gents, shall we move the hay since they don't Does the hay look like it's been moved?
No, it's stacked in a corner. There's like a pyramid with three at the bottom, two then one. So it's about head height. But it's stacked against the side of the wall that would be leading to nothing, like the opposite side of where the rest of the house is.
Shall we move the hay anyway to look for the trapdoor on the floor?
Yeah. Let's.
Sure.
No, let's not.
After a few minutes of moving hay bales.
No. We're not doing that. That's...
Well, somebody might be doing that.
Okay. I'm going in the door.
I was going to at least get the pole and just thump on the floor a few places just to see if there's any change in the sound.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It seems to be just ground, the same type of ground that surrounds the house. Although there is, there's been fresh straw thrown on the ground every, you know, it looks like over time, several times, the car has disturbed it the most recently, but, no odd sounds.
Okay.
The door is locked.
I look to the guy who has been done amazing with locks.
I look to Gavin as well.
Actually, I think you've been doing the most lock.
I don't know what you're talking about, Matt.
Nope. I've always seen Gavin do it.
Yeah, it's always been Gavin.
Gavin's so, the Gavin, locksmith.
Can you pick the locks? I don't know how.
I disbelieve that.
I disbelieve that too, but Gavin, you are our resident locksmith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, legal wise, do we actually have, as investigators, we have.
Do we? Look.
We signed. This is Tesla's place. We've signed to search into Tesla. Tesla is dead. We have permission from Dare if it comes down to it.
Let's just hope his various burglar traps know that.
Can we at least dispense with the I care about legality? Come on now.
I do.
What, do you need a burglary roll?
Sure, yeah, give me a burglary roll.
Don't fail.
I step away from him.
I'm already back at the hay.
I've wandered off, and I'm examining the diameter of the building compared to the shape of the room itself.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so what is your total score there?
4.
No problem. It's a very simple lock, actually. It... leads directly into...
What you needed to do was turn the handle a bit harder, then it opens.
it did require a key. It just wasn't a very complicated lock. Very standard on a house, you know, in a normal house, actually. Nothing secure, overly secure about it. The door leads right into the kitchen proper of the house. It's got a nice hardwood floor. He's got like a little cooking island set up. Colanders and pans are hanging from the ceilings. There's a sink here and a very large refrigerator. John, as you're kind of pacing off the house on the outside, it seems to match what you're seeing. The house is no smaller on the inside, than the measurements on the outside would, you know, lead you to believe.
Okay. The barn is not interesting. By the way, there is no second floor to the barn. It's just, you know, there's no loft. It's basically just a place where he parks his car.
Yeah, it's an oversized garage with a few farming implements in it.
Okay, wait for Gavin. Let's go into the kitchen.
It's got fairly large ceilings, and it's 8-foot ceilings. The kitchen is very spacious, and without a wall, it leads right into the dining area where there's a small table that would seat about 4 people. Very rustic looking, you know, there's a hallway that leads towards the back and it doesn't go very far. This is not a big house. You can see the hall ends in a bathroom and there's like a bedroom off to each side.
That would be messed up.
Icebox?
Yes, there's a large refrigerator.
I want to check to see the refrigerator, see if there's anything spoiled, how this food is in here.
Sure, you open the refrigerator, and the refrigerator is, you're a little surprised, as there's not a refrigerator inside. There's a stair leading down.
Hey, gentlemen, I hope you're not hungry, because I found the stairs down.
Well, at least we didn't have to press any strange switches or anything alike, or dodge death traps.
As you say, should we check out the rest of the house, even though we know where we're going to go?
Okay.
Really small house, so, I mean, yeah, you've basically got two bedrooms, the doors are even opened, and one bathroom.
I wish you do you have gloves on?
Yes, I always wear gloves.
Can we fingerprint the, can we see if we can fingerprint this door handle?
It's a steel handle. Likely whoever touched it last, unless they were wearing gloves, left prints behind.
Oh, let's see if we can fingerprint it.
Anyone actually carry a kit for that sort of thing?
No.
Likely you're the kitchen. Would, seeing as you are a private investigator, as one of your aspects.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'll fingerprint it and carefully...
So we don't have to worry about using flour.
Yeah. All right, well, I check, and then we'll move on down.
Fingerprints?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead and give me a roll and see how well you can lift the prints.
What would that be?
I would say burglary, since that's...
Not investigation?
Investigation is finding things, really.
No, I'll go with burglary.
He has a good roll, a good stat, then.
Five.
Yeah, no problem. You lift almost a complete set off the door.
More than one set, or just one set?
I had a hand of Tesla to compare it to.
I know. We're going to have to... fingerprint Tesla's corpse. Yes.
That looks like just one set.
Okay.
Go team go.
Do we have enough of the butler to fingerprint his?
No, I don't think the butler
lived. Not butler died, but he was kind of stabbed.
But unexploded, in other words.
Yes. Wait, he was in the building that my character blew up. So
yeah, he was crushed.
Yeah, I don't think even if he has a body left, that we know where it is.
His love for Tesla was crushed in the falling.
Oh, when did he...
It was not as bad as some of his others. Keep thankful for that.
Wish he had like a muzzle button. All right.
Hey, how's the fun going, Jameis?
What?
The fun to send someone here or send a mail or something to come after.
So I checked the thing. Let's go downstairs.
I wait for the detective first, who has the very good eyesight.
As soon as you step through the threshold and your foot touches the first step, a single bulb comes on and kind of illuminates your way down. It's a set of steel steps. It goes down maybe a flight. At the end of it, there is a short corridor.
Is this kind of like a steel, you know, institutional building?
It does really feel like that. You've got metal steps. The walls are metal. Single light bulb in the ceiling as you step on the step. You didn't push a switch. It seems to be motion activated, or perhaps as soon as you touch the step. But when you do, the light comes on.
Well, that's not ominous.
Not ominous enough. Okay, let's go. Don't hold us up.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Check the door. Very carefully looking around for traps.
Hey, check.
I have gloves on.
Break down the door. Loot the stuff.
Let's check for prints, and then let's...
So you're in the lead then? You go down.
I'll go second.
Okay. Down the flight of stairs, you're in the short bit of corridor. It ends in a glass door where behind it you can see basically a laboratory set up. As you approach the door, panels of the ceiling and the side of the walls open up, and a small gun emplacement drops out of the ceiling. A red dot kind of sweeps around the corridor.
This is going to suck. I hate getting shot.
On your left-hand side on the wall, a small slot has opened up, a tray has popped out, and the tray has an impression of a palm on it. There seems to be a countdown going as you're hearing a beep, and you're seeing a number on the small amount of armament in front of you. There's like a little digital, analog readout counting down 5.
Okay, I put my hand on there and see what happens.
Okay, you feel a stab on one of your fingers.
That hurts.
The countdown gets down to 1, and then there's red lights that start going off in the laboratory section. The gun starts targeting your head as the red dot swings over to you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a duck and...
if you actually go back up the stairs, the thing doesn't have an angle to shoot up the stairs.
But it stabbed my hand, so yes, it took the blood, but it apparently rejected it, in my expert opinion.
That could be what you're thinking, yes.
Okay. With my whole burglary, and this is probably what's happening here.
Okay. I think we back away hurriedly.
Then
I already backed up the stairs.
Yeah, I withdraw my hand and do a barrel roll backwards and then run. Up the stairs.
All right, 2 of you ran. So does that leave two of you in the corridor?
I'm running.
So I was probably, they would have had to get past me. I would have been running as well.
Yeah, all right.
Is it going to kill me? Probably not.
If
actually.
You go, do you go all the way out of the icebox or do you just go up the steps?
No, I don't go all the way up the stairs. I want to let it shoot me if it's going to shoot once. See if I can.
I tell the doctor to get his kit ready when I see him stop.
Yeah.
Doctor.
All right. When you hit the steps, the alarm the red strobe lights go off, and you hear some whirring and sound of like a latch being closed or something.
Shit.
Are we sealed in down here?
Probably.
Didn't we leave the refrigerator door open?
Well, it closed behind you if you're...
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I would have kept it open.
Well, it closed automatically when we hit the steps, then. We're stuck. This is going to suck.
Okay, I still have my pistol. It should be able to hold the charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if it shoots us. Or shoots at me.
Do you still have the... Did you give all the vial of blood to the guy? Tesla's blood, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Damn.
I did not keep Tesla's blood on me.
So everybody's kind of standing... So everyone's just kind of standing on the stairway then. Some of you are...
I was going to be within the range of the gun to see if it is actually going to shoot me.
Well, as soon as you get up more than just a couple of steps, you can't even see the gun anymore.
He wasn't going up the steps, I thought.
No, I wasn't going up the steps.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, some of you were standing on the steps, though, right? I mean, some of you went up a little.
Yes. Yeah.
So then the clicking that you hear was actually the gun receding back into the ceiling and it closing shut behind it.
Okay. Yeah.
So you would see that as opposed to just hearing it.
Yeah, I did not. I retreated a little bit just so it couldn't shoot me in the head.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was... I was in a situation where I could quickly retreat up the stairs or advance. I go back to where I was.
Okay, same thing happens then. Guns pop out of the ceiling, plate comes out of the wall, and the countdown resumes.
I'm going to tap the person here who knows the most about electronics, which is probably James's character.
let it. We'll stay here and just let it detect one person at the moment and see what happens. It may be that there were four of us last time.
I see if the door did the door click back open or
is the door, it still the closed? Door? Well, the door down here, the glass door, never opened.
Right. No, I'm talking. I'm asking them up the stairs.
Somebody check the door.
Someone check the door.
I'll go check
whoever's
the door.
In the back.
I'll go check
it
the
would be Jameis or Gavin.
Well, yeah, Gavin ran first. So.
Gavin, check the door.
Yeah, I'll go check the door.
It opens. You push on it. It opens.
Is there a stool or something?
Ah, sure. You can find a stool.
Yeah, I wish the door open. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've got a gun pointing at you, I think.
Yeah, I put my hand inside there and see if it fails again.
Okay.
He gets stabbed again.
Same finger is pricked again.
God, that hurts.
Let's hope it sterilizes the needle in between times.
Yeah. And I have HIV now.
Yeah. Once again, the alarms go off and the gun starts tracking you.
Dog. Didn't. If I remember
Mr.
Tesla's security system.
Get back here. We'll call Dare.
I want to talk to Gavin, please. Mr. Marshall, would you assume that this facility runs off its own power supply?
Are you moving or standing there while it's counting down?
That's a really rough decision here. I'm gonna retreat.
Okay.
I'll retreat.
Are you retreating back up the steps?
I'm just going to retreat until the gun goes away.
Okay, so yeah, you do actually have to touch the step and get off the floor before it does this time.
Oh. What happened when we were on the steps while he was doing that?
Well, the first time everybody was on the floor, it came out, then people ran. Yeah. The second time, some of you were still on the steps, and he went forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
An interesting point, however. Mr. Bishop, you have been longest in Tesla's employ.
That's what I was going to suggest next.
There is another variation we could also try.
Oh, what was that?
I was thinking that we could find the power supply to this building and turn it off. However, that would make things also difficult.
It's probably got an internal power supply. I was just thinking we could mix all our get small samples of our blood and mix them together so it gets all four at once.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I figure I'll try my thing first. Just make sure you keep a space open, please.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I unfortunately take off my leather glove probably and
didn't bother.
Sure.
I didn't bother.
Yep.
Okay. Once again, the slot opens the door. The gun emplacement drops down. The countdown starts.
I put my hand in, wait for the alarms, and prepare to run.
Yeah. You feel a prick on your index finger. There's a short wait as it counts down, but then you hear a ding, and the gun emplacement gets sucked back up to the ceiling.
Tesla, you dirty rat!
You hear a click on the glass door.
He did play favorites.
Yeah, that's not right. Damn you, Tesla.
I go in.
He didn't trust you, you think?
No, it's shocking.
I have a question. When I go in through the door, does the door close behind me?
If you let it close, it's going to close.
Whoops, it closes behind me.
Yes, click.
Can I hear them?
No, you can't hear anything. You hear the hum of various electrical devices in the lab.
I kind of forget about behind me and kind of go in like the door didn't close. And I kind of look at one of the screens that it puts my directly back or I can't see the door at all.
Okay. give me an investigation roll.
Okay, what say we lock the door so he can't get out?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Throw a chair in front of the door.
We're not dysfunctional at all as a party.
Let's see here. That's a, what is that? Investigation. Ooh, that's a 2. I don't like that. Always complete his end of a deal. I'm going to tap that aspect because this is part of finding out who's Tesla's killer. Mm-hmm. This could give us key information. I'll take that as a 2, and I'll take that as a plus 2 and have a 4. Is that enough for anything good?
With a 4, as you're kind of looking around this very sterile, very clean room, you notice there are some wood shavings on the floor, kind of like in the middle of the room. And you kind of look around, and then you look up, and you notice that the air duct is missing its cover.
I realize that the people, I look through the glass as I see this and go, try to open the glass door and call them over.
On your side, the glass door opens just fine.
I say, come on, guys. Sorry about that. I didn't think the door would close by itself.
No, why don't you close the door? I want to see who this works for. Maybe it's just me. It doesn't work.
Come on, let's go inside. I go in and...
No.
No, I close the door before he can, so we can test this.
Yeah.
Does it close fast enough?
Oh, that's a question. I go ahead and initiate off between the two of you to see who's faster.
What am I rolling?
Alertness and four dice.
What am I rolling?
Athletics?
Yeah.
Did you say alertness?
Yeah, athletics? Alertness, just to see who can act first in the scene. So,
I got a 7.
Alertness is not a 7; it's only a 5.
Okay, so Marcus got a 7, and Jameis got a 5. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Okay, well then, yes, he's able to close the door before you can bridge the distance, Jameis.
Right.
Well, let's see if your blood works.
I'm standing there watching.
Or it might be a different operating system once someone's already in there. But anyways, let's see if your blood works there, Gavin. Or you can just stand there and look at me like I'm a moron. That's always...
By the way, I put my glove back on now that I've been done pricking.
Yes.
Being pricked.
Just something we've got to get clear first. Right. Okay. Yep, I confidently put my hand on the plate, looking at Marcus, not acknowledging the gun.
What gun? Oh, that gun. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. You get the stabbing sensation in your finger again, and the gun starts counting down, and the alarms go off.
Move back up the stairs.
That's interesting. Now let's test.
Underguard.
While you guys are doing that, by the way, inside the room when the alarms went off, you notice that there's a panel behind one of the desks that kind of swing down when the alarms start going off.
I go over to that panel.
Yeah, the panel contains a gas mask, a couple of grenades, and a gun.
I'll take the gas mask and then look. I'll take the gas mask and look at the grenades.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a gun?
Yes, it is a rifle.
What type of gas grenades are we talking?
You're not sure. They're canisters of some kind. They're not fragmentation.
I make sure to grab before they said turn off the alarm. I grab the gas mask and the grenade and one of the grenades.
All right. When they retreat back up the stairs, the alarms go off. The panel retracts back in after a few moments.
I kind of put my hand up to hold and open the door. Hey, guys, when you set off the alarm, a panel opened up with some type of gas grenade, I'm guessing, because there's a gas mask and also a rifle. I kind of say, would you like to
throw
this
grenade at us?
No.
Wow, that'd be a quick way to kill us all.
I roll the grenade along the ground so that I can stay inside and not get my unpleasant prick. I roll it along and say, Nick, can you check this grenade out? Tell me what it is.
Nick?
I put the gas mask on as I roll it.
Who's Nick?
Who's Nick?
I'm the detective. Detective, you've been in the war. Tell me what this is. And I roll it and make sure I have the gas mask on.
Did you pull the pin?
No.
Oh. As he shouts out, grenade!
What do you suffer the effects? I throw Gavin on it.
I just roll it along the ground, see if he knows what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, this thing you put on the description bit. Bishop throws a grenade at the rest of the party.
Yes.
I examine. Is the pin? I first look for the pin.
the pin is in there.
Well, yes, I trust you throwing the grenade at us.
That's what it turns out. It doesn't have a pin. It's an entirely new design of grenade.
Yes, I look at the grenade.
Yes,
it got activated as soon as he took it out of the panel. Yeah,
it is a design you're familiar with. It is a gas grenade. The payload. Oh. There's no way of telling what the payload is unless you release it. But
okay, all right. Well, Hundegard, you're up next. Tesla doesn't trust me or Gavin. That's
interesting. I think it's a foregone conclusion it won't work for me.
I'm actually kind of confident it will. Let's see.
Oh, very well, if I must.
I make sure to. I'm still ominously wearing the gas mask on the other side of the door.
Before I actually let it take a sample of my blood, I actually wipe off the ink which is speckling his fingers still. I'm furious. Don't want to mess things up too much.
Ink poisoning. There you go.
Yes.
Yes. Please read the message I just sent you and answer that, please.
Wow. I wonder what message he's sending y'all. This is. Well,
yeah, that's for a change, huh? Not you sending messages.
I don't send messages. I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't sent a message or received one. Sad face.
Yeah, I don't. Blood tests. Let's see. Who succeeded? Hey. Bishop has succeeded. Raymond has failed.
So you've had this huge suspicion of me, and yet my blood test failed as well.
Yeah, I know. That's really weird, honestly. I'm wondering if you're a doppelganger. Or... In actuality, that's weird. I would have suspected that you and Bishop.
Okay, so, Hundegard, you go ahead and go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, alarms go off again. Inside, there is another change in the room. You were kind of noticing what was going on the last time. There are like two red lights that start flashing whenever the thing goes off. Apparently there's a countdown timer that has now started on one of the desks, and it's starting off in 30 seconds. That did not happen
before. Oh!
Whose bright idea was this again?
I go over to the panel that says 30 seconds and see if it says self-destruct or something.
It doesn't have anything other than a little analog tube that's, you know, changing from 30, 29, 28...
Okay, so Vunda Hundegard set it off as well?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and when
is
he
your
retreats...
Your paranoia satisfied, please? As I'm walking away slowly.
I kind of look to see when he walks away, does it disappear?
No, it doesn't. It keeps counting down. And the red lights don't go off this time.
I kind of press some buttons furiously, using my knowledge of my simple knowledge of computers.
Okay, do you have any kind of computer knowledge or anything else? Any kind of
I have craft repair and craft engineering.
And give me a craft engineering roll. I'm gonna say you have to get at least an amazing success to figure out.
Oh god, this is gonna suck. Wow. Is a 4 amazing enough or do I need more?
You
know what?
Total.
Forget it. I'm gonna spend another chip fighting for your life because I think I'm gonna die if I don't know what I'm doing.
That's brilliant.
That I now have a total of 6.
Okay. You're able to locate a panel that looks like it's a security console, and there is a large red button on it that you're hazarding. This might be a stop the countdown button.
I press the button.
Okay, yeah. The countdown stops, but it freezes at the number it was on. So at about 24 seconds, it stops, but it doesn't. The countdown still is on the screen. It's just no longer counting down.
I kind of go over to the door.
All right, when you release the button, the countdown starts again.
I press the button again.
Okay, it stops.
What the hell? Okay. Okay.
Wow.
I whip out my phone. And I'm guessing we probably would. Can I make a roll to see if we actually got the number for the house?
For this house?
Yes.
As in like a phone number?
Yes.
So there was no phone number to this house.
Oh, this is weird.
I'm going to try my phone and I'm going to... I'm going to call... How far were we from Drina's place from here? For here?
I'm in the bed. Your phone's not going to work, man.
Yeah, it's like the other end of the district that... so it's... It took about an hour of driving to get out to this area.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you probably should test your phone and see if it works.
I'm going to try calling Gina's place. Does my phone actually work?
It does not.
Yeah, that's a shocker. All right.
So what number is it stuck on?
24 seconds.
I look around. Actually, judging by the force I put on it, how much force does it need to stay down? And is this flat, curved, or on
your
wall?
Your phone would probably hold it down since it's kind of a brick.
Yeah. I put my phone on it.
Okay. Yeah. It holds it down.
Okay. While it's doing that, I'm going to start looking at the computers while I still have time.
Okay. What are you guys doing outside? The red alarm lights are still going off, which this is a change.
Actually, I'm going to go to the door.
Okay.
Oh, if only there was a computer engineer in there who knew engines.
Yes.
The door
is locked.
Thumbs
up, dude. Thumbs up.
Yeah. Please tell me there are chairs in here, right?
There are chairs in here, yes.
Okay. Okay, what is charades under, skill-wise?
What is what under?
Charades?
Just a scholarship.
We'll be waiting on the stairs to hear from you.
Yeah.
We want to see the door. We're just waiting for you to tell us to come down.
Yeah.
There are various grease pencils in the room, too, that you could just write onto the glass with.
I'm going to write on the glass. I make sure to do it backwards. I literally turn myself around and kind of write it in the air and then mirror that onto it. And I write... There is a time bomb going. There is a timer counting down. The alarm will not go off. I'm checking out the computers.
Oh. I was just waiting for you to say we're boned or something.
Well,
I also write underneath, help me find the air duct.
Maybe if one of us someone sees that, else
I'm going to check the fridge door thing.
I'm going to go and...
To the computers. Text me what I find on the computers.
Sure.
And I'm going to see if...
Can I put an engineering roll, please?
I put my hand on the thing, if that overrides the newest one.
No, actually, the thing's retracted back in the wall and has not come back out.
And he can see the writing on the wall when he goes down there.
Yeah. That's interesting. This is interesting.
What did you found?
And even if I step closer to the wall, does anything happen?
Nothing.
Do I think this is a magnetic lock and therefore...
I'm sorry. No, something does happen. The gun is still... It never got retracted back into the wall.
Oh, that was an important point to mention.
Yes. And so, as you get into its viewpoint, it starts tracking you and...
I run back up the stairs like a little girl.
I have a question. Did he happen, just happen to catch a glimpse of writing on the door?
Well, Bishop's dead. Time to go.
it's hard to miss. It's black grease pencil written on the glass. So,
okay.
To see it, you can.
All right.
But can he read it? That's the question: is can he read it in such a short glance?
Probably not. Anyways, I'll duck my head down and read it.
Should go give condolences to what's her name at the.
I figured we were gonna have a party. He thinks that there's an air duct. I don't know.
I'm more worried if that perhaps we can't get out again. So, You'll excuse me. I go back up the stairs and see if I can open the fridge door.
Yeah.
The fridge door is wedged open.
Don't put it past it to have pneumatically sealed itself.
Yep, that's a very good point. It's
crushed a chair or something in the meantime.
Yes, I do not put it past.
Yep, could have. Let's see.
No, we leave.
Is the chair crushed?
No. Okay. Although it does look like the door was trying to reclose behind you. Like, you can see that there's obviously pressure being put on the chair.
Well, good thinking, James.
We can still get out without having to remove the chair, correct?
Yeah.
Still enough of a gap.
Oh, yeah, you can actually just step on the chair and step over it and leave the chair in the gap if you want to.
Ah, fine. Yeah. And the chair doesn't look like it's about to break anytime soon.
Wow, this is all so interesting.
Interesting or not, I think, first of all, we need to make sure Mr. Bishop can get out of there alive and that you don't get sealed down there.
Yeah, I mean, that the latter part would be kind of bad. Let's go...
He mentioned a duct?
Yeah, he mentioned a duct. Let's try to find a duct and see if there's...
From the way that this is built, I'm guessing that the bunker would actually, well, the laboratory would be built not directly under the house, but off to a side, like a bombshell bunker. So it's just buried under the earth rather than with the building on top of it. Or is the house on top of the bunker directly?
If you're figuring out kind of like by spatial, since you actually did take the time to walk around the house, it would be behind the house, like underground behind the house. So it's
right.
It's
separate. That's where I'm heading out then.
Okay. Sure. Give me an investigation roll.
You know, let me just get my. Yeah. All right. Fine. A 2.
I will follow him.
Yeah.
And see. Can I roll?
Just
kind of looking around you.
If you can. We can supplement each other or whatever.
Yeah, everybody can roll me investigation rolls while you're trying to figure out more.
I don't think I'm
We just don't care enough to be honest.
With a 4, yes, you actually find a tree that's almost directly above where you would think the lab would be if you paced it out. And the tree is fake. What it is a ventilation shaft.
Oh. Well, couldn't find anything. Too bad about Bishop. Well.
Oh, please. In your own words, does he not still have a use for you?
Does he?
I thought you said that you didn't want to dispose of useful things.
I said you have a use for me. I didn't say he had a use. Oh, God. All right, well.
We better block this off before we go so nothing bad escapes.
Yeah, let's... I explained to them about the ventilation shaft.
I'm going to spend a chip to tap an aspect on Nick.
No, I was just joking.
Oh, okay.
You may actually care enough to get you out, Bishop, but it doesn't mean we have to like it.
Yeah, no, my character will actually care enough. I was just... I'll check the ventilation shaft. I don't think it's a good idea to go down the ventilation shaft myself. I think that's a...
I think you could. It's very small.
So, yes, it's a thick tree that... it looks like a thick tree that's hiding the ventilation shaft. You do see the opening on top.
Yes, I have a idea. Can someone go and stand in front of Mr. Bishop? Hold up a sign or something.
Go ahead and say it, Marcus. Sorry, this interrupts you while you're talking.
Get some rope.
You hear from the tree.
Ah, that's weird.
All right, if we can hear him, then yelling down.
It's a talking tree.
You don't need to yell.
I don't know that. I'm still going to yell down there.
I know I say that.
You're still going to yell anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm going to drop down a small object... Tell me if it gets down there intact.
As he throws the grenade back down the tree.
Back on.
No,
it's missing one vital part you forgot to take out, jerk.
Make sure to have the gas mask back on.
You toss like a handful of acorns down there or something?
Something which can be... actually, I'll probably tear out a loose leaf of paper and drop that down there.
Okay.
And I'm... mainly because paper is easily torn up. So if there's anything which would prevent us going down there...
Ah, nice. Okay.
Take blades of death.
Sure. Yeah. Bishop, sheet of paper kind of flops out of the ceiling.
I got your piece of paper. There doesn't seem to be anything written on it.
Is it in one piece?
Is it in one piece?
Yes.
Yes, it's in one piece. Now get some rope. By the way, counter stopped.
If we threw a squirrel down there, that...
Hey, do you guys know a password? What type of password Tesla would use?
Science! Or...
I go... while you guys get the rope, whatever you're planning, I'm going to test something.
Wife's name, her birth date, the day they got married.
I'm going to first try the wife's...
you might not want to do that.
Oh, crud. I think I have a limited number of passwords.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Usually.
It will explode if you keep trying.
I've already dealt with, oh, by the way, the countdown, it stopped. I think the door alarms turned off.
There was a countdown?
Yes. Didn't you read the note?
I was kind of busy with not being shot.
Yeah. By the way, I think there's an engine missing. There's room for three, but there's only two here.
Oh, someone stole. God, I wish we would actually have a team we were on and we could all work together rather than, just have the five different groups that are working for Tesla. No one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Aldrich goes off to get rope from the barn.
I wonder if I could catch a squirrel and throw that down there. See, it might be body heat that sets off the blades of death.
Please don't throw the squirrel down.
I look down the... Can I look down the shaft?
Yes, you can. It does have a covering on it. Mm-hmm. So it's got a vent covering that's cleverly disguised as foliage.
Mm-hmm.
That comes off readily enough. Actually, it looks like it had already been removed at one point because it had not been fastened back down. And you can see light at the other end. There looks like there might be a curve in it because it's not a straight shot down.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing you are noticing is that it would be kind of a tight fit. Do you have a might rating at all?
No.
Oh, you would actually fit then.
Okay.
Unless you've got an aspect saying that you're a big fat guy or something.
No. My character's, he's pretty much... now I can't even think of his name. Famous actor.
Bogart.
Yeah, he's pretty much Bogart.
So. He's a small guy, actually.
Yeah, Bogart's a small guy.
Yeah, you think you could fit through the opening.
I look see if there might be a part where a whirling blade of death could come out.
I really can't see too far. I mean, you can see that there's light, but it's ambient, though, and there has to be at least one turn in it because it's not going directly into the place below. That's really all you can tell.
Yeah, there's probably an S-bin. That's interesting that this would go down like this. He was paranoid about the von Hundegaards, but he also programmed it specifically to do this for Aldrich as well. Maybe there's
simply being the third person who failed it.
That's also true.
Damn, or many people failed it in the meantime. We don't know.
Well, no, I failed it.
Yeah, but I mean, if fail success in two fails.
Yeah,
it might have been. There's been 10 fails in total so far. We don't know.
Yeah, but I failed it twice at least before someone succeeded.
Oh yeah. That's
so. True. It's highly unlikely it's that, but it might be. I wish I could get into the code behind this. Oh, if only there was a code monkey around here. I look at Gavin.
You look at Gavin and think he might be a little bit too big to get through the gap.
Oh, you're not a code monkey, Gavin.
Not a monkey, no. I'm a code gorilla, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You're a code gorilla. I wish you were a monkey. That way you could fit down there.
I'm just hoping that my one might score eliminates my...
I'm going to have to be the one that goes down there.
Is one might enough to disqualify me?
Yes, actually it does. Eight, so. Yeah. Unless you've got an aspect saying that you're a skinny guy or something like that.
No, or wiry.
How big are you, Bishop? Can you fit up?
No, I can't. And the door is probably unlocked now. The alarm is off.
Oh, the alarm went off? Did you succeed in typing a password?
No, I held the button for a long time, like five
minutes.
Can
you open the door?
Well, let's... Hold on one quick second. Let's send Gavin down there and see if this also sets off the... Well, no, I'm going to go down there and see what happens when I prick my finger, okay?
Please don't. I don't like my arms.
I'm
going to
go down there and
tired.
Prick my finger.
Oh, God, not again.
And see what happens.
You just never learn.
Well, this is how you learn things. You have to experiment.
I already experimented. It failed.
Well, if you head back into the house, well, the first thing you notice, the alarms aren't going off anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I'll check does the thing come out?
Let me see what Marcus is doing real quick, because it would take you longer to get down there. Let me figure out what he's doing.
This is fascinating.
Good enough. All right, you see Bishop is behind the glass looking at some spot on the floor. As you approach, gun turrets come down again. The hand pad comes out.
Okay, and I'm going to prick my finger and see what happens.
Okay. Gun emplacement comes down again inside the room, Marcus. Lights start flashing. The readout pops again up again. This time it only gives you 10 seconds.
I press the button and I yell up, "Don't do it again! Don't do it again! You're setting up the bomb!"
Oh, I yell that's... up the port off. Okay, so it's
and,
not...
And Nick, give me an initiative roll.
Oh, okay.
Woohoo!
This is gonna suck. I keep getting shot. But, this is deservedly. My initiative is a 5.
Oh! Okay. At a 6, the gun doesn't wait to count down. It just starts firing.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay. It goes first. The turret swings around. It's got this little red dot that seems to be tracking your every move and really wants to stay on your face for some reason. And...
Can I spend a chip and go before it?
What aspect are you going to tap? It did beat you by 1, so
okay.
What aspect do you want to use? Something about speed or getting out of danger would be good.
It could all be lies, so I don't trust it. Would that be...
Okay, so you're a little wary about
if you
it,
don't,
sure. Yeah, no, it's okay. We can do
if
that.
If you don't want to, I can just take the shot. That's
no, fun. no, that can be fine. Well, so you're wary
actually,
about it.
To be honest with you, I would have stuck around.
You want us to go? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then.
I would.
Okay, so what is your action going to be? You know it's going to fire down on you. What do you...
I run if I think it's going to automatically fire.
Give me an athletics roll, and this is going
to
be...
I would have said I was going to hell, and I remember it all well would have been good enough to get you.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. That's going to be a 1.
A 1?
Yeah.
Okay, take 5 boxes as you're not 5...
Wow!
Yeah, as it basically attracts you as you're running and starts just filling you full of bullets from your back leg and starts marching up your body.
Okay, I'll take a
how big of a consequence?
I'll take a minor consequence. And
how much does minor consequence take off of it?
2. I'll take a minor consequence.
You have a box 3.
Yeah.
Good.
Grazed. I'll take a minor consequence. Grazed.
Okay. Sure. It kind of get a stray bullet going by, kind of makes you bleed a little bit from the legs, but you're able to get up onto the stairs before it's able to track up to anything more important.
Interesting. Oh well.
So yeah, you're
by the way,
inside
the
room.
The phone
you guys, hears, you guys hear the fire from. Actually, no, the door's closed. You don't hear anything up there.
No. They did hear me yell up. that don't let him try. Don't try again. The place will explode.
Okay. Yeah, I won't. It was a countdown time. Well, it might have been triggered by Allard, but
yeah, get to, yeah.
We don't know.
Please tell me that I've returned with rope at the point he's yelling that out.
Sure.
Oh, God, he went down again. Well, I have your rope at least, but I think it's a little narrow for you.
Is the please tell me the phone is working, and did I discover anything from the second engine? Since you said there were two engines.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you can figure out what you want to try as a password, you've got no way of knowing what's on the engine.
Okay. My pseudo holding the button down is working, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Before you attempt to come down, please tell me, either of you have a guess at the password? I haven't, I've only tried one thing yet, and
how
it's
many characters did it stop? I mean,
does that it doesn't give you any kind of prompt as to how many characters it might be.
There is no prompt. There is no limit.
Oh, okay. I would recommend...
Don't try anything in case it makes the whole place explode.
Yeah. See, I would think it... What did you try?
My name.
Wow, that was kind of...
Oh, no, if his blood yeah. got past, then he might...
No,
I figured I might get limited access or something based off that.
Yeah, I said that was kind of interesting. I didn't say it was wrong or stupid. I said interesting.
Did it stop trying to kill us all?
No. I say blah about what happened.
And I say, guys, I have 10. Last time I had 30. I have less than 10 now. And I'm holding, luckily for me, I think I kept it at 9 because I was ready to press the button.
Yeah, no one, please, let us not press any more buttons give any more blood, because
no, we're not gonna
I have things I'd like to do before I go off to whatever afterlife you choose.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had to... Well, I was interested in testing. So, it was just... It was a countdown again. I wish someone had...
It must be a number of attempts within a certain amount of time, probably.
Perhaps, or maybe Allard's blood set it off. I would really be interested in looking at the code underneath the to see what happens.
I would love to too, but I'm kind of sitting here. Do you have any other ideas? Currently, it's
we can go get some more Tesla's blood. And
no, please, no. We're not going to test that. I would like to try and figure out a password. I've been looking around here for some hint. All I found is gum underneath the desk, which I think we might want to use as the. For Tesla, possibly.
I might be able to make my way down there, and then I could have a look around.
Well, you're welcome to try.
By the way, I do. I did find some little shavings on the ground. That's why I was able to figure out that there was an air duct. So I think someone has been
of the guy who tried to get in last.
They obviously ran into the same defenses and. Tried to find a back door in.
I wonder what the... Well,
let's get down there and find out.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go down there first?
It's gonna. Are we going to let someone come down, or are we going to just wait until the alarm turns off?
Let's wait 15 minutes.
I think you could probably use a rest for your arm, so...
Well, I came up with a system to hold it down without having to use my arms.
Let's wait 15 minutes and see if it goes off. If it
15
doesn't.
Minutes is a long time. Did you?
It took about 5 minutes or something along those lines for it to. Yep.
It's been 5 minutes since, and it's still there. It's stopped, but it's still up.
It's maybe a while, guys. If we're waiting to end.
Let's wait 15 minutes. And...
I'm still going to tie it rope and drop it down just for when someone feels like. Going down there.
Lower the rope down now and just make sure nothing gets triggered by it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you slowly lower down a rope.
Toss the rope down. You see the end dangling down below you there, Bishop. No, nothing's changed in the room.
Are you guys seriously going to tell me you believe that Tesla did trap this?
I tug the rope to make sure it's secure. Not heavy tugs, just a little bit of a tug.
Yeah, it seems secure.
I find it hard to believe as well, but someone tried it, and there is not any blood down there, is there?
No.
They obviously either managed to get out in time, or nothing happened.
Or someone cleaned up.
If they didn't clean up the shavings?
Oh, they missed a little?
Yes, they missed a little of the just tree shavings. So who would like to be the first volunteer?
Oh, Gavin, you volunteered.
Yep. All right, let's see how many fetch points I can get through just to get it through alive.
Well, let's see if 15 minutes and then you try. How about that?
We've been 15 minutes, haven't we?
No.
Yeah, by the time you finish discussing all this, it's been 10 minutes, and at 10 minutes, everything resets down in the lab.
Oh, okay.
Okay, everything's reset, and please, please, God, let us not do this again.
Yeah, just prop open the door down there, and we're going to come down.
I don't want to do that because this place is very... it doesn't seem to be connected to the other place, and I don't know what that would do to the computer systems.
Okay, well, when we come down, let's not let the thing trigger. You just open the door.
Okay, come on down.
Or do you want to come down this way?
Let's have someone try coming down that way to make sure we have an escape, or at least someone can escape besides me, since I'm a little too big, probably.
Okay, yeah. Well, Gavin, you said you wanted to try.
All right. He says, seeing the other two just wander down and go through the door and get there before he gets down the rope.
All right. So, yeah, you're Gavin, pop over the top when you start sliding down. And yep. First thing you notice is that the shaft actually was lined with kind of an irising doors that have very sharp edges, but they've been hammered back. Like someone's taken a spike and jammed them so that they can't close.
How big was Constantine?
Has anyone ever gotten a good look at him?
I mean, we have the photo. We have the.
What about from the video where he looked at the camera?
Yeah, we have some idea what his body type is like.
Yeah. From the camera image, you think he's well built guy, a little stocky.
About your size.
No, he's actually from the camera angle. He's probably a little bit bigger than Gavin.
Oh, so he has a might of two at least. So yeah, bigger than you.
So it's not likely he would fit.
How big is Starling?
Starling's kind of a weedy guy.
Starling, it might have been Starling. I don't trust him.
Not to mention, you don't need to worry about physical barriers for Starling.
I've just stopped there and chatted. I'm still going.
I just imagine him like, I'm going to continue chatting, even though I'm starting to feel a burning in my arms from holding this rope long. Yeah.
Are you going to go up? Are you going to finish your way down, or are you going to come up after seeing this?
Oh, continue going down.
All right. Athletics roll, please. Just to be able to get... There is one bend in the pipe, and you're trying to... Gonna move over what little bit of the blades are exposed.
What's with that roll? The roll sucks.
What's the total?
Let's just say it's not above zero.
How much below is it?
At the moment, before I spend the chip, it is at minus one.
Okay, well, at a minus one, and you can choose to spend the chip later, but at a minus one, you're just gonna slip and fall the rest of the way out.
Out.
You're not going to cut yourself or anything. You just kind of... It slips a little bit more past the elbow, and you'll just kind of fall out.
I make sure, since the alarm turned off, I'd have picked my phone off, and since I know someone's coming, I'd be off to the side.
Sure. And the Marmoset Avenger plops down out of the ventilation shaft.
I thought you were more practiced than that.
I glare at him.
Shall I open the door? I kind of look at the door to make sure there's not any fingerprinting or anything like that on the door, so that when I open it, so I don't have to be the one to open it.
Well, the last time you opened it, it didn't seem to do anything, but...
Okay, I open the door and try and meet the other two who are coming around.
I let Von
Hunter... I also point at the button, where the button is to Gavin. I say, just in case... Press that button if a number pops up anywhere and the alarms go off.
Yeah.
Holding the door open and you guys are coming down, you notice that the little turret gun does not come out of the ceiling while the door is being held open.
Yeah, I'm going to let Von Hundegaard go first.
Yes, and I go.
Yeah.
Waiting for the floor to fall out beneath me or something.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing happens.
I am waiting for that too, but I follow.
All right. I just imagine, like, Von Hundegaard slowly walking, and he got kind of having that look of, okay, what's going to happen? And then I just see Nick, like, kind of jogging behind him as he's normally crouching there, kind of looking at him on the stairs, and then running through instead.
Yep. That's a fairly accurate portrayal of what happened. Oh, man.
Let us never do that again.
That was absolutely fascinating.
Yes, fascinating.
So everybody's now inside the lab. The lab has four tables. It's all very clean in here. And there are many mechanical tools about. There's an engine terminal. You see two of the brass cages with the golden cylinders in them. It looks like there was space for a third, but you guys are only seeing two.
Now, before anyone forgets, Mr. Bishop, please ensure that you're the only one who touches that door handle.
Yes. And I will. And should we also ensure that I'm the one who types in the passwords?
I don't need to go that far.
No, I don't think we need to go that far. No one's that paranoid except me.
I sit down at the terminal and say, let us just be careful, because 10 seconds... we went from 30 to 10. If we're even getting a countdown, it will be 5. I want one of you to stand right there, and if you see that button, or if you see any numbers anywhere or any red, press the button and hold it.
I'm going to borrow your phone for a second. I'm going outside.
No signal. Okay.
Well, I was going to go outside.
Okay. Let me get the door for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to call Dare's number and see if I can get in touch with him.
Sure. Dare's secretary picks up.
Miss, this is... I am working for Mr. Dare. I was wondering if he is available.
May I take your name?
Bishop.
Yep.
Daniel Bishop.
Okay, in a few minutes, Josh was on the phone. Mr. Bishop, what can I do for you?
Unfortunately, Mr. Bishop had to go away for a second. This is Mr. Marlowe.
Mr. Marlowe, what can I do for you?
We have, we're in Tesla's second lab, and there appears to be a bit of a problem. Do you happen to know what the security code would be that Tesla used?
I really wouldn't know. I could make a few guesses, but I don't know what he commonly uses.
Okay.
His secretary isn't really...
dead. Yeah. He had a secretary?
Yes, I believe you knew her.
We did?
Apparently he didn't.
Spy.
No. What Marlo says and what
yeah.
Marlo thinks and what Nick is saying are completely three different things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She was left Tesla's employee shortly before all this went down.
That's another tragedy. Anyways, it's hard leaving a place of employment. Now, what would be your guesses as far as the password?
Knowing Tesla, it would be something simple, possibly something personal to him.
Okay. Do you know his wife's birth date?
His wife's birth date? Give me a moment.
Or their wedding date.
Sure. He rustles through and says, I have a wedding photo here. He gives you the date that's on the back of it.
Okay. What's that date? I don't really care.
Yeah. Gives you the date and,
I'm going to, do you mind holding on one quick second? We're engaged in a little bit matters of delicate
issue. Sure. And while you're doing that back downstairs, that's a good one. Give me, Give me an investigation roll there, John.
Same roll I've been getting all night. Negative one there, so that's two so far, and I'll throw in archaeology as a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a total of a four.
Four. Okay, well, the keyboard is pretty worn. It's not like just a few keys are pressed here and there. It's used quite extensively. So you really can't mark out a pattern of, you know, of course, your vowels are more heavily used in your consonants. The number pad has been used in a great deal to the point where some of the numbers are worn off.
I'm more than taking a panel off the terminal looking at behind it.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, you're coming back downstairs as they're doing this.
I'm not coming back downstairs. I'm yelling this down the...
Oh, okay.
Don't have to yell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As we continue to yell, nonetheless.
Yeah. Sure, Jameis, you remove a panel, exposing all the wires. What do you want to accomplish?
I'm looking to see where it's hooked up to, and if there's some way of bypassing the.
Sure. Do you have the aspect or the specialty for engines?
Oh yeah, I got. Is it good or great? No, it's great. I'm a great engine programmer.
Okay, give me a roll.
Good.
Go! Shrink. What's up with these dice rollings? That's a three. I can see what a three gets me. So
sure, a three. You're able to trace the lines out to the machines. One of the things you notice, though, while you're looking is that there is a box attached to the line that is not... You're not quite sure why it's there. Little square box attached right onto the lines going from the computer terminal to the engines.
Probably 110 other top places I should use it, but for detail, give me a plus two on that.
Okay, sure. You take a look at the markings on it, and you remember back to something in your past where, not in this exact shape, but it looks like this might be if something were triggered... it would send down a higher than normal electrical impulse to the machines, to the engines, mm-hmm. and would short them out.
So if I could bypass the box, that might hopefully get around the one and only thing I've found.
Okay. So you're going to bypass the box?
Yeah.
All right, same role, no problem. It's easy enough to do.
That's what I was expecting.
So you bypass the... Do you tell us all this?
Well, you see me playing around with circuitry in the background.
Yeah, I can't... Do I...
You get a little nervous as he goes in with a knife and some wires.
I hopefully notice the box and we'll say, okay.
Don't need this.
Please tell me you're being careful and making sure all you're doing is getting around any traps.
Sure, why not?
I don't believe you, but I'll hope you are doing that. Mm-hmm.
So
he's doing that, he'll be checking the physical contents of the room.
Uh-huh. Gavin, you've removed the box from the system. You have it bypassed. About this time, you hear calling down from the top. Mr. Marlowe is giving you the information he just got on the phone. And John, you're kind of poking around the room. This is the first time you're in here. Give me an investigation roll.
And I'm betting it's going to be another neg one on the die. Probably. Yes, it is. That's all I've rolled all night. Neg ones.
This game, what's your total?
Again.
Okay. Two. What's your total?
I rolled well.
Yeah, the total of a two. Okay. Oh, gods, am I going to burn off a third point already?
If you've gone below, you've got a better investigator. Just continue burning because your refresh factor is more.
Yeah, I know. I just used the term. It sounds better. We have a better investigator.
With a two, I mean, you do notice the wood shavings that came off the ceiling when the duct came down. You're noticing how very clean the rest of the room is. I mean, it's pretty much devoid of any personal items at all. It's just, it's like all business.
Everything's on the machines.
Gavin, are you done back there so I can type in passwords?
With this one, we can give it a go, see what happens.
Okay.
Just be careful in case there's something else.
Clean and
I say, Tesla, please be with us. Yeah. And I type in the password and see if see if password parentheses 3 pops up.
And what do you use?
The wedding date that Nick gave me.
All right. That pops up on the screen. Password 3, and then there's a countdown going on the screen. 5, 4.
I type in the wife's name.
Ah, do you remember the wife's name?
Me, the player, doesn't. Me, the character, does.
Sure. Go ahead. You type it in, and the countdown started pretty quickly, so it actually hits 1, then 0 before you get it in. Nothing seems to happen, though. And then you get the password in, and then there's a menu that comes up on the system. And it's...
Okay, we should have tried the wife first. And
I mean,
Gavin, yeah. Whatever you did, good job.
Meanwhile, Aldrich's distracted and hasn't noticed any of this.
sure, and you've got a menu on the screen. There is a number of choices. One of them is notebook. One of them is design. One of them is dictation. And then you've got like system maintenance.
I have a question. Is there a printer in here or the equivalent?
Not that you see, no.
Is there an option for tell us the plot?
I say, okay, this is what I've got. I've got a notebook.
Let me back up that with a little bit. There is no paper printer here, but there is the computer card punches are on the engines. So we can punch out cards. But
okay.
Like paper printer.
That could be useful. We could print some of the stuff. Okay, let's start with the obvious notebook, then we'll go dictation. And if you're coming down, please warn us. If you're done on the phone, please tell us you're coming down so I can get to the door.
Yeah, I typed that in.
You okay. Type what in?
Oh, that he tells us that he's coming down, and I say, yeah. Don't touch this computer. We're being paranoid and careful. Look over the screen. I make sure it goes to notebook, and I watch them too as they as I go to the door and open it when I see Nick coming.
The notebook opens up to basically the last entry. It's got a time date stamp on it of about a month ago, give or take. You know, not quite 31 days, more like about 28 days ago. And it's it looks like what it is. It's an ongoing personal journal. It doesn't say, you know, by who or from, you know, written by or anything like that. But it's a debate he's having with himself about of whether or not what he's doing is something that should be researched into. He uses the word high energy project several times in it, and he seems to be debating whether or not it would prove to be more harm than good.
Okay, can we go back to previous dates?
Yeah. It looks like it goes back about 3 years.
I kind of...
Presumably this is all on cylinder, and we could take the cylinder if we want to examine it elsewhere.
Yeah. Is it? Take a look. I'm going to go check out dictation.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully my engineering knowledge and my alchemical knowledge will help me at least a little bit to make sense of some of this jargon.
Dictation comes up, and it's basically it tries... it's opening up the last entry made, and then you get error. Device not located.
Okay, guys, we're missing the dictation, probably what he was doing. I try going to previous entries. Are any entries available?
You just keep getting error. Actually, was it device not present? There we go.
Device not found. Back to the menu, and what were the other two options?
Check to see if there's a system command log.
Well, there is a system menu in there to get in and to, you know, basically do the back end work on the computer. The other option was like a system for like a CAD system, if you want to call it that. It's a development system.
I'm just thinking if there's a backlog of commands, we might be able to see when the device was unplugged.
Yeah, sure. Give me go ahead and give me a computer roll for that, Jameis, or an engines engines roll, since you kind of know your way around these things.
I'm getting weird sounds. Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
Break up a little for me as well.
Can we pause the call?
All right, I'm back.
Did you get a good total, James?
No, it's my Skype. It happens roughly after 2 hours. For about a minute, it takes up all my network space, and then it calms down.
Wow.
Okay, with nice. A total of 8 on your engine lore there, you're able to access the logs. And it looks like the device was removed about a day ago.
That would be when
the explosion happened about a day ago.
No, the explosion happened 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And the car tracks really were between 1 and 2 years old.
Yeah.
So it's probably Breath Key is in the city, or would he be in the city? Would he personally do this?
Place is still here, so Constantine's here.
We see.
No one is. Yeah. And at this point, Skype dies again on us, but it's a good place to cut. The second part of this episode will be posted in a week. Music in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Steam, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational, and I hope you will as well.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orderdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slamdesign.com/RPPR.